Now, just compare this with what we ask of our youngsters. Of course, the Indian, when he's married, he had no choice. The family arranged the whole thing, never saw the wife or husband before. The great moment is when the veil is removed and there it is. And now, in this country, when you have a baby, you can't predict whether it's going to be a boy, a girl, or an idiot, or a genius. There, that goes all the way, but that's for marriage and everything else. You don't know what you're going to get. Life's handing everything to you, and your job is simply to roll with the punches, you might say. That's not the way we try to work things out. When we're teaching, if the student accepts everything we say, at least in the school where I teach, Sarah Lawrence, we feel there's something wrong here. We want the student to criticize, to develop his self-responsibility, to develop his faculties of judgment, to assume his own responsibility for his final life, for his opinion, for whom he marries, for what his job's going to be. This is just the opposite view of the human being. We do not ask our people, or properly we don't, just to do as you're told. We ask them to criticize. Our culture is a culture that asks for creative thinking on the part of individuals. Old conservatives get nervous when the situation gets to be so that everybody's criticizing everything. But that's what we ask for in the first place. This means people are alive, people are living. Of course, it's not always as intelligent as it sometimes sounds. When every critic is saying the same thing, then you begin to wonder. But at any rate, the idea is that individuals should think for themselves. This is the very seed and core of our culture. This starts with the Greeks. As far as I can find out, there's no place else in the world except this line from Greece through Rome to Northern Europe, where the basic idea of the culture is its citizens are to criticize. In science, in politics, in religion,